time you strike out in real life, you can always try Craigslist Missed Connections.
Ladies first.
Sure.
Bearded snow angel who thought I was Mrs. Henderson.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
It's me. The definitely not elderly woman who accidentally let you shovel half her driveway while I pretended to work from home, but was actually conducting a very serious observational study through a 1-inch slit in my blinds. That was a long sentence.
What a line.
You were the tall, husky, bearded guy who handled a shovel with the confidence of a man who knows a thing or two.
Okay.
Strong help his mom energy. Frankly, very attractive.
Okay.
I'm the cute 30-something woman in joggers clutching cold coffee, silently narrating your technique like it was a Winter Olympics. At some point, the way you lifted snow made my mind take a scenic detour. I'm only human.
Oh, okay.
For about 30 minutes, I watched you clear my driveway with focus, grit, and what I can only describe as respectful shovel form.
Sure.
Finally, I worked up the courage to open the door and ask who you were and why you were doing my driveway. You looked startled and asked, "Are you Mrs. Henderson?"
Oh, gosh.
Sir, I regret to inform you I am not Mrs. Henderson. I am not elderly. Aww. I do not own orthopedic shoes. I still get carted sometimes.
Okay.
You apologized, explained you were supposed to be shoveling for your mom's elderly friend, Mrs. Henderson, realized you had been unknowingly providing free labor to a random millennial, and promptly left.
You just left! Like just, deuces!
Just exited my life! So now I'm standing there with a half-finished driveway,
uh-huh.
a mildly bruised ego,
right.
a sudden appreciation for men who love their moms,
sure.
and a lot of unanswered questions.
Aww.
On one hand, you're cute and clearly a good son.
Yes.
On the other hand, I apparently look senior citizen adjacent from behind frosted windows.
Okay.
A little offended by that. Still,
right.
this feels like fate, or at least a weird Hallmark movie.
Right.
If you're out there, bearded snow stranger, I'd love to reconnect so I can properly thank you.
Sure.
Confirm to you that I am, in fact, not elderly yet.
Right.
And finish the other half of the driveway.
Yes, right.
Together, I will help.
Oh, wow.
Emotionally or literally, dealer's choice.
Right.
If this was you, please reach out. I'll be the woman aggressively moisturized and holding a shovel. That's great.
He was like, "Wait, are you Mrs. Henderson?" No.
No.
Okay, I'm out.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
I just cleared half a woman's driveway.
Wait. I'll pay you to finish it.
Right.
You want some cocoa?
Son, will you go over and knock out Mrs. Henderson's driveway?
Sure,
all right.
Mom. All right, Mom. You're right. Not Mrs. Henderson.
It's...
I'm out. Craigslist. Missed connections.
This is titled Thick Queen of the Bourbon Isle, Man for Woman.
What?
Wow.
Okay.
This is for the cute woman with the brown hair and the confident stroll at the liquor store, thoughtfully browsing bourbon like she had plans and standards.
Wow.
I was a charming 45-year-old guy on a winter storm supply run. I saw you standing there inspecting bottles and thought, well, this is my moment. So I decided to impress you with my bourbon knowledge.
Oh, great. We're rolling in with some bourbon facts. I like that.
What I actually said was, bourbon, huh? Yep, that was it. Single dusty syllable of charisma. You looked up, smiled, and said, yep.
Yep.
And honestly, that tiny exchange carried me emotionally for the rest of the week.
Wow.
He
couldn't have, like, recommended his favorite.
I wanted to follow it up with something smooth like, you got anyone to share that with?
That could
or
be cute.
Need someone to help you warm in this, keep you warm in this weather?
Yeah, that could also be cute.
But before I could, my girlfriend appeared with a perfectly timed soul crushing. Oh, there you are.
Wait a second.
Just like that, you walked away.
He's got a girlfriend.
Out of the aisle. Out of my life.
Okay.
So let me clarify something for the record. Miss Bourbon Isle Girl, she's not a serious girlfriend.
Oh.
She's more like a reoccurring calendar event, maybe
oh.
a casual acquaintance.
Placeholder for you.
Right. Meanwhile, you were thick around the edges in the best way. And I noticed.
Wow.
I I appreciate a woman who looks like she enjoys food and joy.
Oh, wow.
You had warm energy, bourbon energy, snowstorm soulmate energy.
Okay.
If this finds you, I'd love a second chance to use complete sentences this time and actually recommend you a bourbon.
Are you going to and break
learn
up
your
with
name.
Your girlfriend first?
It doesn't say.
Unclear. All right.
If you're out there, please reconnect with the awkward guy from the liquor store who froze harder than the parking lot and has been replaying that yip in his head ever since.
She probably noticed the girlfriend.
Yeah, the person who said, oh, there you are.
Uh-huh. First of all, if anyone ever tells me that I look like I enjoy food...
He likes it, though. It was a compliment.
I'm going to be offended.
He's trying to compliment her. All right, so whether you're mistaken for Mrs. Henderson...
You look like you enjoy food. What does that mean?
Or you're looking for the bourbon aisle queen...
But ditch your girlfriend first!
True. It's...
Craigslist. Missed.
I mean, help us help you.